Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Why Do Students Ask, Is This What You Want? Let's dive in. Is this what you want? Four simple words that reveal something profound about how our students think about learning. When I hear these words in any classroom, I know students are trapped in approval-seeking mode. They're spending more energy trying to guess what we want than creating something that matters to them. But what if we could flip this script entirely? What if instead of pleasing the teacher, students were focused on building something meaningful? The truth is, traditional assignments create what I call teacher pleasers, students who follow formulas instead of exploring ideas. But innovation teaching starts differently. We begin with open-ended challenges. What problem do you want to solve? When students stop asking, "Is this right?" something magical happens. They start asking, "What if this worked differently?" Research backs this up beautifully. Self-determination theory shows us that students learn deeper when they feel ownership over their work. Studies reveal that intrinsically motivated students retain knowledge 40% longer than those seeking external validation. Innovation frameworks give students choice in problems, processes, and solutions, not just topics. Here's a challenge I call the no-template approach. Remove rubrics for one assignment and give students only the learning objectives. Replace "follow these steps" with "document your thinking process." Let students define success criteria before they start creating. I witnessed this transformation in a fifth-grade classroom. Instead of assigning, "write a report about recycling," the teacher said, "solve a problem in your community." Students discovered microplastics in their school lunch containers. They designed experiments, interviewed cafeteria staff, and pitched solutions to the principal. Not once did they ask, "Is this what you want?" They owned the entire learning journey. Your Monday morning move is simple. Pick one assignment this week and remove the step-by-step instructions. Replace them with, "Here's the challenge. How will you approach it?" When students inevitably ask, "Is this what you want?" respond with, "What do you think would work?" Innovation isn't a subject. It's a mindset that transforms how students approach any challenge. When we teach students to create rather than comply, we prepare them for a world that doesn't come with answer keys. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Innovation belongs in every discipline, and we're building a community of educators who believe the same. Visit theinnovationteacher.com to explore resources and share your own stories of teaching innovation.